Welcome to Matt Steele.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. They said we would never be back. Nick, you would never guess who tried to stop me from being back this week.
Who, Brett? Who?
A dog called Baxter.
Oh, yeah. What are all these fucking dogs? I never know what's going on with you sometimes.
You know what?
You're always hard at work. You're doing promoting and shit. It's very impressive. And then all of a sudden it's like, here's my little dog that I'm taking care of. I'm in love with a dog. I'm like, what the hell?
I've bitten off more than I can chew as per fucking usual. I'm not doing a show on the comedy festival, but I seem to be working harder than fucking ever. My parents come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then my cousin David rang me saying he's going away for a week. Can I babysit his fucking dogs? We got a fucking full house. I'm like, and then this morning, it was the first night there, and they're like, they're pretty well behaved.
Yeah.
Like the pug's a cheeky little cunt. And go into the bath, because they sleep in the laundry, go into the bathroom, and the dog has just done fucking aggressive diarrhea everywhere. Like, I've never seen so much shit in my life. Like, I can't even talk about it again. I'm going to fucking vomit. There was just big piles of it everywhere, sprayed everywhere. It took me like an hour to clean it up.
Oh my God.
And I was throwing up as I was doing it at like 5 a.m. I'm hungover. I was up to like 3 a.m. unnecessarily watching DR650 videos. DR650 versus DR400. Which is the better all-round vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Tell me. What's the DRZ400 like?
The DRZ400, it's just, well, it's a certain change. They went to the DRZS, and apparently that's the best of both worlds of the DR650.
Right. When did that come about?
I think it was like 1996, but also I had so many wines I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you get in a rabbit hole on YouTube and you're just like watching so much shit, and I was like, all right, DR, then this and that, and I don't know about you. I reckon I've watched our TV series about 5 times through. Yeah. I love it. I have a few wines. I was like, I'll watch it one more time. Like editing notes. You know what I mean? And then I'm just like, I'm genuinely enjoying it.
Man, I watch it and it just goes by so quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. I watched 3 episodes of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of them are like 19 and some of them are like 24 minutes. They just are what they are.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got to watch this week's edit. Fuck. All right, yeah.
Is that out? Have we got that to do today? Have we?
Yeah, well, we got to look at the
one. Oh, is it up? Is it?
The one. I think Benny put it in the
fuck
drive. I think he put it in yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Or even the day before. Yeah, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Guys, this week's is probably my favorite episode, I'd say.
Oh, well, then I'll let you control the edit then. You can have a look at that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really good.
Man, I'm pumped, but it's the start of Comedy Festival, and I'm already over it. How did your opening night go?
Yeah, great. It went so good. It was pretty bumpy, but in a good way. Man, you've seen the show. It's always going to be a work in progress, one of those.
Yeah.
It's never really fun. There's just stuff last night that I'll try and do in the show tonight, but I reckon it was just specific to that night and good in that night, you know?
Yeah, some of the clips look wild. You're like shirtless in this fucking... So you've gone... You had the armor on before, but now you're shirtless with the armor.
Mm.
And there's lights on.
Shirtless with the body armor and lights on. And I had this gag, right, where I'm like, guys, is this too distracting? And then I'm like, I'll change into something like, you know, less distracting, like a white shirt. But then I pull a white shirt out of this briefcase and it's also covered in Christmas lights. You know, it took me ages to fucking do this 1 minute gag and then realized I can't put the other one on without it seeming clunky and I can't put another shirt on. It just takes too long.
Right.
So I just left it on for the rest of the show. it didn't seem to make a difference.
Is this like the hat gag you had a few years ago, which I loved? You had that big hat and then you took it off and you had like a little one underneath?
Yeah, yeah. And I had a little one underneath that.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I don't know why I enjoyed that so much. Well, mum and dad are coming in town for next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, fuck. I'm stressing about that already, but I want them to take to see a show because they haven't seen you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. It's so weird, man. It's so weird. There was 10 people there last night, and they were of the older generation, and they saw me in the bar. They were like, man, that was great fun. And I was like, look, I don't mean to be rude, but they're all kind of old and rich. And I'm like, where are you guys from? And they said, one guy said, oh man, I saw you do a gig a month ago at the Classic Cinema, like just do an open mic. Yeah. And there was 10 people there.
Yeah.
And I remember that gig going pretty ordinary. Like, it was like me and Tom Ballard were on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just went there. I was going to even pull out of the gig, but I was on the poster and it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I went along and he's like, yeah, yeah. And I just brought 10 of my mates from Elstonwick to come and see you. And I was like, that was such an ordinary gig. It's so weird where people come and see you from.
Man, you can never fucking pick it.
You can never pick it, man.
You can never fucking pick it. Man, even sometimes the Brew Dude show, we're like, what the fuck is this old cunt doing here or whatever the fuck? And then they're the most fun.
And man, there's things where you think people will come from, but you've learned your lesson now that people won't come from that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, been, I remember when I first did a podcast with Russell Howard on Dum Dum, I thought, well, this is going to bring me, you know, a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
But no one's out there is just looking through Russell Howard's back catalogue.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, it's only Dum Dum people that are going to listen to it, you know, like the Dum Dum podcast. Yeah, they're the only ones that are going to really go, oh, yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah,
and then this second one, I was like, oh, I want to go to Pasadena Foodland with you guys,
yeah,
you know, like that day rather than do the Russell Howard podcast. And Caitlin's like, no, you should probably do it. And you will get no one from that. You know?
Yeah.
I played to 4,000 people opening for Matt Rife, like 5,000 people because we did two shows.
Yep.
I bet one person won't come from any of those.
No. The crossover is like,
it's
no.
It's so weird, eh?
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yet, do one mediocre open mic in Elstonwick to
10 people. That gig's paid for itself. That gig really, you made $300.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. So it went well, was a success?
Yeah, I'd say so, man. Yeah, there are a lot of people on board that, you know, when you just have your people there.
Yeah.
So it's not the good nights you worry about. It's the bad nights.
Yes.
When you have, they're the ones you worry about. So yeah. I've got to make it tighter. It's so weird though, man. I was in Adelaide and usually you edit more in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
But last night I did it. I came back, and even though it was the best show I've done yet, I was like, "Ah, oh, I can see which bits I can cut out now."
Yeah,
it's so weird, man.
You fuck with your show more than anyone, I think.
Well, I just try to get it right. You know, I like shifting it around. I like getting it like
you're always like. Anyway, I'm off to fix my show. I was like, just let it breathe for two nights. I'm the opposite. I'm like, as soon as I can lock it in, I'm like, fuck it, that's it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I like making little tweaks. I love making my little tweaks.
Little tweaking.
I'm always tweaking.
Man, I'm doing this cool thing, which, like, I'm mentoring Comedy Zone, which is, like, if you win, like, Raw, they kind of select each person from each state. You know about the Comedy Zone, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really fucking loving it. I was like, man, I actually know a lot about comedy. As in, like, because some of these guys haven't done big shows before, like, when it comes to, like, walking out, setting your lighting cue. So all today we were like building the venue, like how does it look before it starts? What music do you want to go on? And like they're like, oh, we can do all this. And I was like, fuck yeah, man. It's your show. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
They're like, can we turn the disco ball on? I'm like, fuck yeah, put the disco ball on.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh wow, we didn't like I don't know. I really enjoyed like showing people what you can actually achieve in a show. You know, like not necessarily like comedy, they're all good at comedy, and I'll probably help them shuffle things around.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, William Wang, who I'm sure you've met before.
Oh, man, I love
him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's never really emceed before, so he's like, so I just come out and just start talking. I'm like, no, like, and I'm, like, showing him how to emcee and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, man,
and
I'm
really finding it fucking rewarding, and they're like, oh, this is sick, you know? Like, they're all mocking me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, every time that one of them picks up the microphone, they're like, g'day, legend!
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, good on you, you little cunt. But it's fucking fun. Like, I've never done anything like that, and it's like, I don't know, it's kind of cool to show people how you can do something, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, the coolest thing about that, I mean, is cool. You're teaching someone else how to do stuff, but also you learn a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, they say that there's that comedian Nate Bargatze. He had a really good special, The Tennessee Kid. His second one wasn't that good. But, man, he was firing, and he had some good advice. He said you should have someone you're looking up to, but then you should also have someone you're mentoring.
Yeah.
as well. Something, but I never, I'm such a crazy lifestyle. I don't want to tell anybody what to do. You know what I mean? Whenever I give advice, it's so like, listen, man, I work in a part-time job. I do this. This is what works for me. There's always like 40 briefings before I give advice to anybody, well, you know?
If you want to get some comedy advice, strap into episode 4 when Nick Kappa tries to explain what he needs for the comedy gig. You did it in the weirdest way. Like, oh, yeah, I need like a microphone with a stick.
And you're like,
a mic stand? It was like, it was the most bizarre way anyone has ever explained I needed a microphone stand and a PA system.
Yeah, so funny.
I don't understand.
That's it. That's why I never give advice. But
it's a corker episode coming up. We've got into Dubbo already. We've done that. We're about to do the second gig in Tenderfield, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to ride to from Yarralla to Inverell to get your clutch plates.
Yep.
Then we got to get to the gig in time, and then it gets a little hairy, Brett.
I know, and
meet up with my brother and my dad. Well, my dad, yeah, and it's dad a great rocks ride. Up. Yeah.
Man, it's gonna be a corker episode. I booked the bike in to get a service as well for next week, so I'm fucking pumped. And man, I did what you did. I'm changing the sprocket to one less tooth.
Oh, nice.
So I've got a lot more.
So you got a little bit more pickup.
More torque.
What's your top speed now?
140. So if
that's pretty good.
If I lose down to 130, I won't care.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. So I'm having a lot of low end. Well, I'm shit, but that maybe makes a little difference, like the one percenters.
Yeah.
Because I'm sucking at the hill climbs. So I'm like, well, maybe that will help me out. Because every time I end up stalling it or something like that. So if I got a bit more low end, I should be.
Should be all right. Yeah.
I was just trying to come up with solutions. I was like, oh, yeah, well, if I'm going to take her in for a service, I may as well get the cunt to tune it as well, you know?
Yeah. Have a bit more fun on it.
And I did find, now we have been looking for a trailer. I found a beautiful one today for $600. I know you won't like me buying a brand new one, so I found a secondhand one, Nick.
Yes, perfect.
I know you love your secondhand.
I do.
You love a bit of character on there.
I do.
We nearly found one that was pink the other day. I was like, this has got Nick's name written all over it.
Yes, I had my name written all over it.
I was like, yeah, it's got to have some weird fucking thing on it. And $600, I'm like, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, pick up Werribee. I've messaged him. I might go to tomorrow or Saturday, but they're fucking going quick offline. But we need to get it sorted because 3 weeks from now we are back on the border bunch, right? And we've had fuck all bike time.
Man, fuck all. We're going for a ride on the 16th though, aren't we?
On the 16th, we got an interview with a guy from Traverse. We'll go for a little ride then. I don't think we're going to be going too crazy.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to ride somewhere, have a coffee, do a bit of, you know.
Yeah. Well, Brett, I learned a lot this week. I have to get my back shock fixed. And so I was like, there's a guy who I know who wrecks XTs.
Yeah.
When I was looking for the rear brake caliper. And I was like, I messaged him. And I go, mate, do you have a shock that'll fit this bunch of year models? And he goes, yep, I do, like $380. And I was like, oh, cool. And I thought, hey, before I buy this, I should just ring my father and just check, you know.
Always ring dad.
He always knows. And so I also rang the mechanics. They said, listen, mate, it's a shock absorber. Probably one that old, like around 99 model or whatever. You can't recondition them. Yep. Like you might be able to, but you'd have to order in a kit. It's hard to find a kit. You're better off just getting a new shock.
New one that fits that space.
And yeah. And there's only shock specialists.
Yeah.
Really. That basic motorbike mechanics don't really cover shock absorbers.
Yeah.
As I found out. So I rang my dad and he's like, oh, that's a great deal. Get it. And I'm like, oh, cool. And he goes, so what kind of shock is it? I'm like, oh, it's a secondhand one from another XT. And he's like, oh, no. You can get aftermarket shocks.
Yeah.
So this is like a big, whole new world that I got to explore, and it was amazing, man.
Because, yeah, he's trying to sell you one from that motorbike and that year, but there would be one would fit in that space.
That's it, man. Yeah, I didn't know they were so versatile.
Yeah, because I reckon they with most of those models, they kind of just do the same one. There's always an aftermarket ripoff, like the DR, but I didn't think the XT would have a lot, to be honest. I wouldn't think you'd have a lot of options.
Oh, man, yeah, you can go nuts on this thing.
Really?
I can spend $1,800 on a new shock if I want to.
Well, you're not
going to. I'm not going to. No.
So have you found
I'm getting a good one, though. I'm getting a YSS. Now, I'm not getting air compression. I do want to get air compression, but it's too much. It's like $1,200. No, I'm not going to get that. So what I'm going to do is you can get a $700 one, and that's for a rider that's from 90 to 100 kilos, right? But because I'm going to have a load on the back, you can get an upgrade for $100. So I'm getting this one for like $865, and it's for like a rider that weighs more, but I'm going to have a load usually 10 to 15 kilos anyway.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome. And plus, it's got 2 years warranty on it, brand new. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to get it sent to me. I'm going to have a look at it. And then I do have a backup plan. There is a guy who loves XTs who just lives down the road who can put it in for me if I want to. He said, my dad said, you got to put new bolts in. He said they're very quick to put in. So I don't know. I've got to finish my run first, my comedy festival run.
And then you can focus on it. As long as the part's on its way.
Yeah, the part's on its way, yeah. So then once I get it, then I'm going to decide whether I go to the machine alley and I try to put it in myself.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, you have a bike workshop now with all the tools. Hopefully my shed will be up and running by then.
Yeah, man. So we'll see. I doubt I'll have the time. I reckon something's going to happen in Comedy Festival. Like, there'll be fucking something.
Oh, I was like, I'll do my latest bike service. And I'm like, I got no fucking time. I don't have time.
Something might happen. But, it could happen
now,
man.
Now, because we're taking the trailers there, do we need to take all our side bags and shit?
Not really, man. Not really. We can put them in the car anyway, but you probably just want some... I mean, man, have your side bags, but just put nothing in them.
Yeah, just have, like, just basic tools or whatever.
Just basic tools.
Yeah. Because normally we've got them fucking loaded to the brim. Because we're not really... We're doing, like, rides, and then we're coming back to the pub at night, aren't we?
Yeah, so, man.
So you wouldn't need much.
No. We might not have a support car... But then I think we just come back to the pub at night. And Christian said, this one will be awesome because it'll be like the last time where we can just see how we go. So we can have a short day if we want.
Yeah.
Or we can go, oh, yeah, we can have a long day or whatever.
Oh, or a day off.
Yeah. Yeah, a day off if you're soft, you know. Put you in the softable.
I like to get bullied again. I'll have another fucking day off. I'm like, man, I'm not having a day off again. I copped it so bad last time. Some of us rode for 10 days in a row and we're very tired. but it'll be good. All right, and this thing I'm looking at has got a big fucking like tool chest at the front so we can put all the fucking gear in. I'm excited. Yeah.
I did see that one, man. Just one thing I worry about is if it is big enough for our bikes. And also, you do have the Ford. You know, if you got the tool chest loaded up,
mate,
it might.
As if that bad boy can't tow 3 tons.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I've really got to look at its towing.
Yeah, man. Have a look at that, man. It should be so much fun.
There's no way Caitlin's letting us take the fucking sex trail.
No. God, I wish I could take it. I love it, man. I love it. Every time I get off the plane, I've been away for a week or something, I'm like, oh, God, it's so nice. Being a nice new car.
It was. I mean, it goes. When we went to Esoteric the other week, I was like, oh, this is so comfortable.
Oh, it's so comfortable, man. Oh, my God. I feel like a boss.
Yeah.
When I walk up to it and the mirrors come out, I'm like, oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than having like a new or a good car. You
and
know
I find there's a different side of me. It's really turned me around. I look after it so much.
Do you feel like you're more successful or some shit?
I just wash it a lot. I'm always freaked out if it's like dirty. It's dirty at the moment. It's got a bit of dust on it. And I'm like, oh, I got to wash it.
I've never seen this side of you, Nick.
Oh, when I have something new, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I had RM Williams once. My parents bought me RM Williams. And I didn't take them out of the box for like a year. I wore them like 3 times.
Yeah, right.
I just don't have new shit, you know? Right. If you saw me have a new motorbike, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Get the rag out every time.
But I usually buy fuck shit and then I learn that way. Learn not what to do with the secondhand shit. Then when I get the new shit, I'm like, okay, now I know what to do.
Now I know the way.
Yeah. Also, with my ADHD brain, sometimes if I buy something brand new, like it could just sit in the cupboard for like years. So if I buy something shit, at least I don't feel so guilty if I don't use it. Yeah. However, one thing we do have to say, Brett, this is a formal announcement. This Saturday on Brew Dudes, we have managed to obtain Mountain Culture.
Oh my lord! One of my favorite beers.
It's fucking incredible, man. Incredible.
I'm excited because Mountain Culture, which is that one that we had the other week when we podcast and we fucking got a bit boozy afterwards.
Oh man, Status Quo.
It's so fucking good.
Oh, it's so good, man. So good. And then they got this pale lager, which I haven't tried yet.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. So, man, I'm saving myself. I haven't had a drink in a while. And then we also have these extra big cans.
I saw
of this double dry hop one, this DDH.
I know.
And it's 7.1%.
I'm trying not to drink during the week because I'm turning into even more of an alcoholic. And then I was like, oh, no, not drinking today. Start driving towards your house. I'm like, fuck, that sun's out. And then you drive past that bar on that corner. What's that fucking bar called?
Oh, Caringbush.
I'm like, God, that looks fucking good. Yeah, like, you better not have a beer in the freezer. And then when I got here, I was like, take it out of the freezer, cunt. I'm drinking soda water.
I can't do it.
I want to save it for Saturday. If I save myself till Saturday, then it's like you've earned it, you know?
I reckon we'll have a really good time. We got like 50 tickets sold so far.
Man.
There's not many left.
That's the other thing, Melbourneans. Once again, we don't understand how this sells better than our comedy shows. It's really depressing.
It's really depressing.
This weekend, we got like 50. We're only in like a fucking 80-seater, so we're nearly there. The last show has nearly sold out, so we've had to add another show already. So there's two shows back-to-back, which kind of might work out if there's any Dum Dum fans that cross over that like to watch Dum Dum.
Two shows back-to-back. We're going to be so blind.
Man, I've got it, and I've got like 3 gigs after that. I'm going to be fucked. And the next day, I've got to drive a bus. So I'm like, I've got to stop drinking. I've got to stop drinking at like 5 because you can't drink past like 6 because you've got to be completely zero.
No.
I stupidly have one shift the next day. That's so fucking dumb. But guys, Mountain Culture, then I think we got some shit from the mill happening. And what's that last beer we're going to be getting? Or we don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll get. I think Venom Golden Ale is going to be on as well. So there's going to be some sweet beers, guys. Yeah, make sure you jump onto the Patreon if you can. There's some piping hot content in there. It was our little drive down to Esoteric Music Festival and some more behind the scenes shit. So get around that. Also, The Wrong Way Around is out. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4 will be out this weekend. It's going to be insane. I'm so excited for you all to see it. But until next time, keep it flat. Stick.